Hey, everybody.
What's up? We were having a discussion in the comments with all these fucking foreigners incorrectly using all kinds of American terminology. A honky, a honkler, honk, and a honky-tonk are all fucking different concepts. They're unrelated.
Although I'm kind of wondering about the etymology of honky-tonk.
A honky-tonk is a fucking country-western
bar. Well, I know what it is, but I don't know.
Filled with a bunch of honkies. Just white people.
Yeah, I guess so. Somebody's like, look, that's a tonk full of honkies right there. No. Let me make up my own shit. Come on.
I think a honky tonk, the tonk is just where I'm not sure exactly what it is. I think it's a party. We have to go back and look, but it's probably just...
That's what I mean. That's
honky
that's,
party. Probably what it fucking means. Or it probably
it's
means
a
bar.
Honky party.
Or something shit like that.
Who
or fucking club. Something
money?
Like that. Yeah.
I like tonk full of honkies. Yeah. Now I want a shirt that says that.
Yeah.
I can't even say that without cracking up.
And then a honkler was fucking some meme thing about fucking honking people's noses. It's a clown thing. I don't remember what it was. It's calling other people clowns.
I don't think I've ever heard
that. But that's dead.
That
only lasted like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's the internet. You got to keep up.
Yeah, that was on some kind of meme.
Man, that's
it had to do with Clown World. Honk, honk, honk.
I think even back in the fucking 90s, people were saying stuff like, that's 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes ago.
And now it's like, that was 5 nanoseconds ago. It's like, we've already moved on from that. You missed that train.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fucking foreigners.
Well, I told them right before we came on, I said, everybody's a foreigner to somebody.
Yeah.
We're off. The whole world is full of foreigners, goddammit.
Yeah. So we saw this movie last night. It was pretty good. I liked it.
This is a pretty decent flick, gotta say. It's called Body at Brighton Rock.
Yeah.
Came out in 2019. It's actually streaming on Hulu, at least in the United States. I don't know if it's on Hulu where you are or wherever. This was actually the feature-length directorial debut of Roxanne Benjamin. She also wrote and produced it. Now, her name sounded familiar, so I looked it up, and there was an interview with her in Variety. She also directed a few segments in some anthology films, VHS, and I think she produced that as well. I think in VHS 2. She did one in Southbound, which is also a really good flick, and XX or Double X, which I think is on Shudder. So she's kind of, well known. She's been around for a while, producer, director, but this is her first, full length movie. Also, I think from what I heard, they're going to let her helm some Creepshow episodes, in the next season, presumably. And also she's working on a remake of Night of the Comet from 1984, which I could see it. I mean, this film almost has it's not set in the 80s, it's set in the present day, but it has an 80s movie, like just a fun 80s movie kind of vibe to it, I thought. And there's like some 80s music in it too.
Who is the director again?
Roxanne Benjamin.
Okay.
She wrote and produced it too.
Yeah. Just a very straightforward action horror kind of movie. It is, like you said, it has an 80s tone. It's like no nonsense. There didn't seem to be any kind of bullshit messages in it or anything. It was just some girl trying to survive this fucking...
Yeah, it's very simple. It's very straightforward. Yeah. It was just kind of like a fun, fun, kind of creepy, kind of,
She's not a park... She's not a ranger. She's not a park ranger. She's a park employee. So she doesn't really know how to survive outside. She's got to spend the night outside, lost, up in... I guess it's Redwood Forest.
Yosemite? It's the San Jacinto Mountains.
I don't know where that is.
That's where it is.
California?
Yeah, okay. California.
I've never been to that one.
Joe Nash says, what you drinking, Tom? It's not alcohol early in the day.
No, it's iced coffee.
It's iced coffee.
And then she has to stay out there, and then she doesn't really have any even basic survival skills. I mean, she was fucking hooked up with survival stuff. I would have fucking slept sound, man. She had everything she needed. She was scared to death because there's a dead body out there with her and there's a bunch of animals.
Well, yeah. Okay, so the premise of this, there's a poor little girl named Wendy. She probably, she looks pretty young. The actress that played
her. About 1920?
Karina Fontes. Yeah, I was thinking she was like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah, that's grown.
So she works at this national park. Now, prior to this, she says later, she's like, I just give out like maps and like, sweep the kitty trails and pick up trash and shit like that. But it comes to pass that she ends up getting an assignment to go on one of the more difficult hiking trails to put up some signs. She wasn't actually assigned that because, you know, her friends kind of like shit on her about, it's like, you're an indoor girl. Like, why don't you just like work in the museum and just leave the hard shit to the rest of us that actually have some experience? But she's a little bit stung by that because she's kind of, she doesn't say it out loud, but she's kind of like, man, I could do this shit if I wanted to. But then there's like one of her friends who is more experienced who had that assignment of going out in the harder like hiking trail. She wanted to stay on this other thing so she could hang out with this dude she had a crush with. So they switched. So that's how that ended up happening. She did have all the right equipment. She did have all the shit, but she wanted to prove, I guess, to her friends and colleagues that she wasn't completely useless. That wasn't exactly how it went, though. So this poor kid goes out on this trail, not surprisingly, gets lost. While she is lost, she calls, you know, she radios in, and they're basically like, she's not exactly sure where she is because she's lost her map and her, you know, GPS on her phone isn't working. So they're basically, well, you know, we don't know exactly where you are, so we will try to get to you as quickly as possible. But, you know, it's going to be dark soon, and we will probably have to wait until tomorrow when it's light out because it's too dangerous to come out in the dark because it's, you know, out in the middle of the fucking wilderness. So they're like, basically, you have to stay here all night, and then maybe we'll come and find you in the morning, which wouldn't be too bad, except that she's found a dead body. Now, this dead body, everyone, like, I really, really liked, I don't want to spoil it, okay? I did guess where it was going about, I don't want to say halfway through, like 3/4 of the way through, I called it. But you might not, I don't know, you might not. Because I'm not really sure, it was hard for me to tell how obvious it was.
She's out there with this dead body, the dude fell, and his camp is there.
So, well, you don't know if he fell.
You don't know what's up.
You don't know if he got murdered, right, because there's a tent there, there's some stuff. Right. There's, like, some sounds. Then she sees this other guy.
Yeah, another guy stalking her. Seems to be stalking her and stuff. So she's kind of threatened by this dude. She gets into kind of a confrontation with him. And then she fucking also has to deal with this damn bear. I guess the bear's coming to look for the body. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get something to eat. She gets attacked by a big old fucking brown bear. Pretty good. Good movie.
I actually really liked it. Yeah. And here's the thing about it, though. Because I was sitting there going... Because we were watching it, and she was kind of sleeping, like, right by where the dead body was. And I was sitting there going, well, you'd think that you wouldn't really want to do that. But
yeah, I wouldn't.
Apparently, well, the woman that wrote and directed this movie, she actually had this job for a short time. And she's like, I didn't know this. I'm presuming it's California, and I don't know if the law is the same now. But she's like, when I had this job... If you were out in the wilderness and you found a dead body, you were supposed to stay with it until
the
authorities could come.
Yeah.
So they could determine whether it was a murder or an accident or whatever. So the shit that she says about it, there's like, you know, you can't leave. You have to stay by the body and like keep an eye on it until the authorities can get there. That is true.
So I guess that was just the standard operating procedure.
Yeah, because for some of the time I'm like, is that the law though? Because it's like, you know, you would think if you could sleep in the whole wilderness, as long as you were still in that same area, why would you want to sleep like right there looking at this creepy ass thing? Because the dead body looks pretty creepy. Like one of his eyes is all bugged out and he's all fucked up and everything. And, you know, she does kind of, like, go and throw the shit over the face and whatnot, but she's just kind of, like sleeping there by the trail, like, looking at it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's why, because that is an actual rule, so shows what
I was kind of, I liked the movie, I was kind of laughing because they were saying, they were telling her that, well, we're not going to be able to find you at night, you're going to have to sleep out there. She was fucking losing it.
That goes back to what her friends were saying before. You're an indoor kid.
Yeah.
Why don't you just like stick to working in the gift shop or whatever? Because that's what she usually did.
Yeah.
She didn't really do anything out on the harder trails. That was like the older rangers that had those jobs. She was just kind of like, you know, because that's what the woman said. Like, you know, because I said I read an interview with her in Variety.
Being infantry was just fucking second nature to me. If you watch this movie and this ever happens to you. People, don't fucking worry. You can sit down on your haunches and roll up into a ball or up on your knees and your fucking elbows like that and soundly sleep without any blankets on you as long as it's not too cold. And you make it through the whole night. You won't even get a bug on you most of the time.
Well,
it's,
and
it's comfortable, comfortable.
Well, and the thing about this is that I think, I mean, because I think they said at the beginning that they were talking about frostbite warning. So I'm assuming that it was, because I think they said at the beginning that it was supposed to go down to the 20s that night.
She had so much stuff.
So she had coats, and she had, and then she like found, you know, she found the body, and then she found a campsite.
She found another camp,
and she found like, so she found like a better flashlight. She found a sleeping bag. She had stuff. She had water.
Yeah, and dude's camp, his tent and all of his stuff was in their sleeping bag. If you've ever lived outside for extended periods of time, that is a fucking hotel. I could live the rest of my life in there as long as I had food and medical treatment. Just sleep outside, even in pouring rain. You adapt to it, and you learn the skills to keep yourself dry and fucking wet and nice and comfortable. And you know what I mean? Fucking, you get very comfortable very quickly in that environment.
Well, the thing about it, though, is that it wouldn't be a horror movie if somebody that knew absolutely what they were doing got stuck out in the middle of... I mean, that's the whole point of you watching it.
Oh, yeah. Is that some extra pressure
it's
on
this
it.
Girl that doesn't have any idea, really. Right. I mean, she had, like, a little bit of training, and she had stuff.
It would have been like what would happen if the random person did it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I didn't find it all that. And then you stumble across a dead body, and she's just, like I said, she's just, like, 19 or something like that. And it's like, I don't think I'd be too happy about finding a dead body and then radioing and be like, oh, guess what? You have to stay right by that. Keep an eye on that shit. And probably it'll be like 8 hours from now before we can find you. You know, so just settle on in there. I mean, you know, I don't think I would have been quite as freaked out as her, but it wouldn't be a fun situation. Now,
you're out there for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That was hardcore, though.
Like, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is like, it's a horror movie. You just like to show off about how.
Yeah, just show it off. It's just kind of funny. It's like you know, it's just like somebody. I can understand it if you don't have any experience with it. You know what I mean? How it'd be intimidating.
Well, yeah.
It's just piece of cake. Don't, if you ever get in that position, don't worry.
Granther's Hammer says another stalker. Yeah. I don't, like I said, I don't want to spoil it. Not necessarily, but. Maybe. I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I think that was the best thing about this movie is that it kept shit real ambiguous till the end. Like, not in an annoying ambiguous, but just in the way that it's like, what is going on here? Like, did this dude fall? Did someone murder this dude? Who is this other dude? Like, what exactly is going on? So I really, really like that they kept that suspense going, because I was sitting there going, like I said, about 3/4 of the way through, maybe a little bit sooner, maybe 2/3 of the way, I called it. Well, I got one thing wrong, but then later I was like, oh no, it's this. And then it did turn out to be that, which I liked. I liked that they ended it that way, because I thought it was kind of like a cool.
I know who you are, Granthers.
Well, he sent me an email, so I sent.
I remember you. I got pictures of you.
Is that a threat?
No.
Just, the way you said it kind of said, I got pictures of you, if you know what I mean.
Old high school pictures. I'm pretty sure it's you. You're blonde haired, had glasses, I think, back then.
Well, there you go. The mystery is solved.
And we were in that damn black box fucking theater, doing black box theater. I got pictures of you and Steve. I think you had a saw in your hand. I'm pretty sure that's you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Fourth Door Down says, you have to stay with the body until spring. Yeah. You know. Mango says, you can always eat the body if you have to wait that long. And then Fourth Drawer Down says, I've seen movies you can hollow out a bear and live in that. Sure. Just like cutting open a tauntaun. But yeah, this, like I said, you know, this was a very fake. It's not, you know, super deep. It's not super. It was just like a fun, just had a nice tone to it. Very simple. Very few characters. Almost the entire thing was her in the woods and then this dead guy and then this other guy that kept popping up. And you weren't entirely sure what his motives were, or what the fucking situation was, and, you know, pretty good film, I thought.
Grandpa says, no, that was Andrew.
Oh, okay.
May have been, I don't know, I'd have to see you again, and I could put your face to that name. Been a long time. You were kind of on the periphery. We didn't hang out that much. You and Steve hung out more than I did.
Yeah.
And that's before I moved there.
Because he said in the email that he just saw the link to the podcast on, like, a friend of a friend's Facebook.
I think I was only there a year. And then I came back later and was there another couple years on top of that after graduation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I was only there a year or 2 years, maybe. Been a long time.
You know what's funny? Why were we talking about this the other day? I don't know why I just was reminded of this. But we were talking about, and maybe people in other parts of the U.S. can tell me. Now, when I graduated from high school in 1990, right? Now, As far as I know, I don't know about all of Florida, but everywhere, you know, in Central Florida, as far as I know, high school was 3 years. It was 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, and then you graduated. Mm, junior high was 7, 8, 9. Elementary school was 1 through 6. Now, later, after, you know, many years after I was out, they changed it to high school being 4 years, you know, middle school being 6, 7, 8, and then elementary school being K-5. But that's not the way it was when I went to school.
Weird.
So when I told him that my high school was only 3 years, he thought it was super weird.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not like that anymore. It's right. 4 years now. But that was like many years after I graduated. And I was just wondering how it was. And it used to be called like 7, 8, 9. Grade 7, 8, 9 used to be called junior high. Now it's called middle school.
Yeah, middle school.
But that was several years after I had graduated.
Well, I think junior high might have been about like 6, 7, 8. I think I might have been junior high.
Well, that's what middle school is now.
It's now they call it middle school.
When right. I was when I was growing up and when I was in, it was called junior high, and it was 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Elementary school was kindergarten through 6th grade. Although I didn't go to kindergarten because you have to now, but you didn't have to when I was little.
Yeah, our high school was 4. Same in Brazil, too. It was 4 years.
Well, like I said, I think that it's like that everywhere now, but when I was growing up, for some reason, where I grew up in Florida and other places that I knew of, it wasn't. It was just 3 years.
High school in Brazil was far superior than to it was into Michigan. It was a smaller crowd, fucking higher end, and it was just a fucking constant party. And it was a private school, so the teachers were like fucking. They were only a little, most of them were only a little bit older than you, and they let you do whatever they want, what you wanted, and you ran into them in clubs. You drinking with the dead.
Did
teacher.
You learn anything though?
Oh yeah, there was IB programs there. You guys That's can go. Good. You guys can go search it. It's on. It was a fucking super high-end school. I wouldn't have been able to afford to go to it if it because Bill, later on when my mother married Bill, you know, he actually paid for it, too. But it started out as government dependent. I was there. It was called Escola Graduada de São Paulo. It's in Brazil. That's where all the Brazilian federal government people went, Brazilian presidents and shit. Their children fucking went there. It was there for a long time. It was an international school that spoke English. And you just look at the damn, the demonstration video of trying to get you to get your kid to go there. That's the way that school was. It was fucking fantastic. And it was like globalist as hell, man. Fucking, it was for the elites. Those kids were fucking, rich Brazilians are richer than fucking rich Saudi Arabians. That's how rich you're talking.
Yeah.
Palaces and shit. They don't even worry about any laws. Like, no gun laws in Brazil. You know, guns are illegal except for them. They got machine guns and fucking underground fucking rifle ranges and fucking private guards and who are fucking ex-special forces and fucking ex-police and fucking... It's sickening. When you actually see it, it's fucking sickening. I hated it. I hated that scene. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm... kind of said, Louis said in L.A., elementary was 1 through 5, junior high was 6 through 8, and high school was 9 through 12. Yep. That's, yeah, and it seems like that seems to be the norm now, but I guess it wasn't when I was growing up. I just assumed that it was like that all over the country, but I guess it wasn't. Because everywhere I knew of in Central Florida was K through 6, 7, 8, 9, and then high school was 10, 11, 12. It was 3 years, 3 years, you know, 6 years, 3 years, 3 years. I don't know. It's really weird. Like I said, I think it's all changed now, but I don't know. Very, very odd. So I was going to say something else. Somebody said something about a bear attack. This didn't really remind me of that, but just, I guess, because it was about a bear. And I can't remember what the name of the fucking movie was, man. I just saw it not too long ago. We might have even reviewed it. I don't remember if we did or not. But there was a movie that was on Shudder, Netflix, something like that. And it was basically based on, I think it was loosely based on a real story that was a couple and they were camping out in the woods and the boyfriend got killed by the bear. And it was like really, I remember the special effects and it was being really, really gross. It looked like really, really realistic. And then basically the bear wanted to eat the woman as well. So she had to kind of like crawl her way back to civilization like while this bear was fucking stalking her. I can't remember the name of it, but it was actually really, really good. And, you know, I can still remember the dude all fucking, he got torn out of the tent and he was just like all fucking, he was all torn up, like laying out the thing. And like I said, I'm pretty sure it was based on a real true story. But I don't know why I can't remember the name of it. I think it was like one word. Like, it wasn't Grizzly. That was one from the 70s. Shit, man. What are you doing over there? Looking for pictures?
I got it.
Oh, okay. You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's it.
Let's see.
That's where I went to high school.
Oh, okay.
It has it has all grades from kindergarten to 12th, and it's just kind of separated up into different sections.
I wonder why they don't do that here more.
Well, that school, that school had about 8 languages going on in it.
Yeah.
Let's try to see if there's... Okay, well... Yeah, it had elevators in it.
Fancy.
Yeah, trying to get some... they're talking about the art center and stuff. There, that's what it looked like outside. It's in São Paulo, Brazil.
Well, there you go. Yeah, Oracle said I attended a 3-year high school myself in Missouri. So it wasn't just here that it was doing that. Like I said, I never really thought of it as weird until everybody started to say different shit about it.
Good. You're talking about the robotics lab and shit.
Yeah.
They've fucking...
Another thing I always thought was funny, too, because, everybody saw the John Hughes movies and, like, all the high school movies from the 80s. And I used to think it was so funny that all the high schools were, like, enclosed. They were all, like, inside.
Yeah.
Because the ones in Florida, you know, it's... The weather's hot down here. So it's, like, obviously the classrooms and shit are in buildings. But in between all the classrooms are... It's open. It's just, like, sidewalks and stuff. So it looks a lot more like... I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. But it's not all enclosed in one building. Now, the elementary school that I went to for a year... way back in the 70s, that was all enclosed, but that was a really, really old building in a really, really old neighborhood. So then when I went to the newer school later, Graham's that one gone, was like all outside.
Graham's gone Brazil to Trenton. How'd they have it? It went back and forth. My stepdad, my mother was in the State Department at the time, and my stepdad was he wasn't from Trenton, but he was working for a company outside
backcountry. Thank you, Louie. Yes, right. That was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was, hey, I get to answer questions too and interrupt you. So what were you saying?
It doesn't matter. That's fucking private shit. I just didn't be talking about it. It's just, you know, my mother married a guy who works down there.
Yeah, so you went back and forth a lot.
Yeah, yeah. He was from Michigan, but he worked in Brazil and then later on moved to Brazil. So we were moved back and forth a couple times.
Yeah, because he had a business down there, yeah?
Yeah. Dental manufacturing facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, in South Africa, we only have primary school, which is grades 1 through 7, then high school, which is grades 8 through 12. That's interesting. Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. It seems like they're kind of all similar everywhere, but it's just interesting how they break them up, you know? I don't know why they don't do more shit like that, where it's just all the... Remember back in the old days, like, I remember reading the fucking... Little House on the Prairie books and shit like that. These little bitty towns, like, out in the prairie. Yeah. And you'd have one schoolhouse, and then you'd have all the kids in there. It's like a little bit, like, 5-year-old kids and, like, 18-year-old kids. Yeah. And they're just, like, all... Like, that must have been a fucking nightmare.
You have to keep them separate in the modern world.
Well, yeah, and obviously.
Yeah, that school that I just showed you, they were separate. You had... There was a big distance between the two. It was a big complex.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't interact. They took the buses... together to get there.
Yeah.
Like the school buses. But once they were there, they were very split.
But I mean, it was all in one area, though. It was like large, like a huge college campus.
Right.
Which, okay, like I said, I don't know why they don't do that more here.
They keep the middle schoolers and the little kids away from the high school areas because it was fucking wild. And back in our days, it was wild, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. There were drugs going on. But it's just like everywhere. Those kids abused shit because their families ran that country and partially owned that country. They couldn't be arrested. And they had nearly unlimited money. So they could get their hands on anything.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, they could get their hands on anything and they couldn't really be punished. So, you know what I mean? They'd be in there. And they didn't sell drugs. What the fuck would you sell drugs for? For money? They didn't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
They gave the shit away for free.
Yeah.
Here, want some coke? You know, just like that. Let's go snort coke.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Come over to my house. We'll snort a shit ton of coke and fucking we'll do this. Okay, yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Juicy Scarface. We'll do that much coke.
Like yeah. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah. All this fucking imported scotch and shit. Chivas Regal, Chivas Royale and shit. Fucking, you know what I mean? A damn $200 bottle of scotch over in Brazil, which is more than fucking what your average poor family made in like about 3 months worth of work. And they're sitting there and they're fucking drinking. Oh, that's terrible, pouring it down a drain and shit. Fucking crazy.
That's nice.
Yeah, his dad. Yeah.
Who cares? My dad will just buy another one.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, they had a whole damn fucking room twice the size of this room, just nothing but racks, a bunch of booze in it.
Eat the rich.
Because they'd have fucking, they'd have huge parties at those places. They lived in like castles, basically. Yeah. Not really castles, but compounds, big walls around them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, you know. They look like celebrity houses here, you know, with their own gyms and gymnasiums and shit, and fucking, you know, pool complexes, and look like you were like, it looked like the facilities for a whole apartment complex, but no, it was for one house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it looked like something for an apartment complex.
Here's a question for you. Yeah. Are Brazilian women nuts, or is it just an act?
No, they're nuts. The richer they are, the more nuts they are, too.
Well, I feel like that's true of any situation, because if you have a lot of money, then you're insulated from consequences
pampered. Totally pampered, histrionic personalities. They have the hot girl complex. How hot are they? I didn't date them. I only dated middle-class Brazilian girls who are kind of like the kids of the professionals, which would be like the doctors and the lawyers and stuff.
So fairly normal people.
Fairly normal, right. They lived kind of like normal people here in the United States.
Yeah.
But in Brazil, they would have been considered poor because there was no real middle class. It was very, very small. It was just a shit ton of poor people and a small amount of basically oligarchs that ran it. And they were mafias, basically, like something you'd see in Colombia. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, if you crossed them, they'd kill you. No problem.
Well, yeah.
And they'd hire the cops to kill you. So you had to be on a good. I mean, they weren't as bad as like Saddam and his family, but some kinda. They were a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah.
You know, but Saddam's sons would just run around and see some woman with some dude. You know what I mean? They just raped a wife.
Yeah.
What could you do? You know what I mean? They'd kill you.
Yep. Couldn't do it.
They weren't that bad.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Fucking,
well, that's
they weren't that bad.
That's a pretty low bar to clear.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
But they were, a lot of them were bad.
David June says, I went to a school that was all one building. Town had less than 1,000 people. Lamest mascot, too. It was a rock. Was it really?
Yeah.
You know what the mascot for my high school was? The sand crabs. Because it's on the beach, you know. Yeah. The school's on the beach. It's so close. It was literally across the street from the beach. So you could leave the campus for lunch. You had 50 minutes. So half the camp, they'd wear bathing suits under their clothes, and they would just go over there and lay in the sun or go swim in the ocean at lunchtime.
Yep.
That's what you did.
So are we done with talking with everybody today?
I guess so.
All right, we'll go ahead and we'll let them go. We covered the movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It's a good, fun movie.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. Right. Like I said, it's not super deep or anything like that. It's just kind of like a throwback
I liked about it is that the edit was good, the tone was good, you know, there wasn't any slow spots in it, and there's nothing in it, nothing about the movie pissed me off. It was amusing.
And as I said, I liked the ambiguity of it in the middle, where you weren't really sure.
It's kind of like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, like you weren't really sure what had happened to the dude or who this other dude was and where the bear was, because you knew there was a bear around there somewhere.
Yeah.
Just because there's a bear on the poster. So there is a bear in the movie. But yeah, so totally decent. I think Mango said it was on Shudder in the UK and Amazon Prime. Here it's on Hulu. Might be on Amazon Prime too, probably, because a lot of times there's overlap there. But yeah, so we'll be back. It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be back tomorrow night for our Wednesday night party stream.
Yeah.
Hopefully not get incoherent.
I'm not going to let it happen.
We might, you know what we might talk about, because Hulu just added a shit ton of like old movies, like old horror movies and old others. They added like Mars Attacks and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah, yeah. They added all three Omen movies.
Yeah, we watched one of them last night.
So we watched the first Omen, even though I've seen it a million times. But the second one and the third one I haven't seen in a really long time, so now I'm kind of curious to watch them. I've seen them, but not since I was a kid.
Yeah, we'll check them out.
Yeah, so tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, be here. And we'll drink and talk about whatever the fuck we feel like talking about. It'll be super fun. And like I said, hopefully we'll be able to keep it together till the end. All right. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for dropping by, like always. Bye.